Now, I don't know if you have the same bad habit that I do. When I wake up, I always want to go to social media to scroll and find all the news media on X, or is it Twitter these days, or on my Instagram. I often access Bloomberg on my Instagram first to watch some of the videos and analysis and also get the latest stories. But it seems the South African Competition Commission wants to have a good look at this. The Competition Commission announcing that the Media and Digital Platforms Market Inquiry will be looking to over concerns that platforms such as Google, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it these days, and others have their unfair advantages and market practices which are damaging South Africa's news media sector. Now, we're chatting to Chris Charter, the director in the competition practice area at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Chris, what is the target of this particular investigation? What are they trying to find with the scope of this investigation?
Hi, Joe. Thanks very much for having me. The commission is looking very closely at digital markets in general all over the world, and I think that's really a factor of us and the whole world having moved very much online in terms of how we access products and services, and in this case how we access our news media. And so what they've become concerned with, and this follows from investigations in other jurisdictions around the world, is the fact that increasingly we are dependent on getting our news from digital platforms. Now, whether that means you search on Google for the latest news, or whether you make use of a news aggregator app that sort of sends you your news feed, or whether you just rely on social media, as you were saying, the concern is that has fundamentally changed the way in which publishers of media, and in particular news reports, can access consumers. And increasingly, both consumers and those publishers of news media are dependent on those big platforms, which basically drive traffic. And this is really the nub of what the commission is looking at. They're concerned that all of this is going to result in an unfair allocation of advertising revenue, in potential conflicts of interest between the platforms and the media publishers, and ultimately that might reduce the quality and reliability of the news that you and I have access to.
So for somebody who still buys newspapers and still goes on social media, this might not be a problem. But if you're completely reliant on social media platforms to get your news, what you're saying, or what I'm getting from what you're saying, is that these companies like Google, for instance, X, can use an algorithm and promote one news media instead of another.
That's right. That's very much part of it. And I have to say, if you can find that one person who's still getting most of their news from print media, I'd be happy to meet her. But ultimately, I think we all are pretty much addicted to the really fast delivery that we get through social media. I mean, the terms of reference for this particular market inquiry point out that since 2017, the number of cell phones and smartphones in South Africa has gone from 30 million to 60 million. So the number of people who are now online has just exponentially increased. And it's becoming very difficult for news outlets to actually get their news to consumers without using a digital platform at some level.
Now, these social media platforms are gigantic. These are some of the biggest tech companies in the world. They have the treasure chest, to change the news media, if it were. Is the Competition Commission also looking at the revenue losses of some of the older traditional news media, but also the smaller guy who's into digital media but could be forced out by way of like an algorithm, or whether they get to be on top of the Google search?
Absolutely. I mean, the commission is concerned with both of those things. So in the first instance, to make sure that your traditional and even a well-established South African news publisher increasingly needs to invest in its newsroom. It also needs to make investments in trying to better understand and market its news digitally. Both of those things cost money. They are under tremendous pressure because they're advertising revenue in the traditional sense. You're classified through your print media, and your printed advertising is declining. And so the concern is that as they become dependent on aggregators, an unfair proportion of the ad revenue, if not all of it, is being appropriated by those big platforms. There's a clear conflict of interest when Google, for instance, is getting paid by advertisers for the amount of time that people spend on its website. and so too with Apple News, etc. And then of course, there's little incentive to then drive that traffic back to the original website of the content producer, and that's problem number one. But problem number two, as you well express, is this concern that is all of this in fact really making life particularly difficult for new entrants, and particularly those smaller news producers who might be trying to, you know, to reach a smaller community. They might be sort of more public interest focused, and they might be trying to generate news content in one of our official languages other than English. And they really have the toughest time of all in terms of breaking into that digital space. And the commission is very concerned to make sure that they do have reduced barriers to entry. And then finally, you know, everybody in South Africa who's producing news is competing increasingly with the likes of the New York Times and the BBC and CNN, who also increasingly access consumers in this country directly in terms of feeding news to them. And the concern is, you know, where does that leave local news producers relative to the international ones?
Are there any other competition authorities around the world who've had similar studies, and what are some of their findings or learnings that could help the Competition Commission have at least something to compare to?
So everybody and their dog, really, frankly, is looking closely into the digital media space and digital markets. It is the new frontier for reaching consumers, not just in regard to news, but products and services generally. So you've seen a lot of regulators throughout the world starting to look very carefully at digital markets and a lot of imposed new rules, a lot of thought to deploy new tools of enforcement. And I suppose key amongst those is in Europe, where the European Union has recently introduced new laws relating to copyright to ensure fair payment to sort of news publishers for news that is used by the likes of Google or Facebook or any other sort of big platform to generate the kind of engagement that you need in the digital and social media space. So there have been attempts to regulate. One of the big difficulties, though, is, you know, as you see, for instance, the Australian authorities or the Canadian authorities imposing regulations on that require Google, for instance, to share more fairly its revenue streams and even its data with news publishers. On many occasions, those big platforms have just said, well, in that case, we won't do business in Canada or Australia. So what's happened is a lot of the regulators all over the world are now trying to really coordinate their attack. Much more difficult if you are Google or Meta or X to outmaneuver, you know, two dozen regulators who are all starting to impose the same kind of treatment. So it's very much in line with what is happening overseas and in other jurisdictions, and it really is kind of part of a global regulatory movement to just watch a little bit more carefully that these massive platforms that we all rely on so heavily aren't unfairly distorting the market, and that we can continue to get good quality news reporting all around the world that isn't just a soundbite, and we're trying to eliminate the kind of disinformation and misinformation that is becoming, unfortunately, I think, a hallmark of all of our news feeds.
Such a tough thing to do. I mean, with technology being such a disruptor, if you look at ChatGPT and the information that it collates from the rest of the internet, you know, there could be worries that is it getting information from fake news sites sometimes, or maybe even not paying those publishers that have put out a strong investigative work. So as there's a lot the scope still has to cover.
Absolutely. And the commission, perhaps ambitiously, has actually added AI and these large language models like ChatGPT to the scope of its inquiry. I think probably in the sense that it's trying to get a handle on how that particular technology might disrupt the dissemination of news and also the creation of news to a certain extent. And I think one of the concerns is as news publishers lose control over what happens with their content, whether that's because, you know, Google is sending it through to the consumers, or because AI and ChatGPT are starting to actually summarize and create this news content. There is concern that not only will AI usurp a lot of the sort of copyright and revenue streams from traditional media outlets, but also that the quality of the news may actually suffer, as the summaries that a large language model will do isn't really geared towards finding or in fact broadcasting the truth, but rather just to put together a story that that sounds plausible and that people are more likely to click on and engage with.
And just lastly, Chris, the Competition Commission has fast-tracked this particular investigation. Any reason why they're in such a hurry?
Yeah, I would say, generally speaking, the Commission is in a hurry. The Competition Act does require them now to complete market inquiries within 18 months, ideally. And that is really, you know, a quick turnaround time, considering the amount of public information they have to gather. They have to make space for public hearings and various responses. So generally speaking, these things are taking place a lot more quickly than they perhaps could in order to gather all the information. But as you said, these digital markets move extremely quickly, and the rate of disruption is incredible. So there is some sense to have to try and do this as quickly as possible. They'll probably get it right, because a lot of the regulation is kind of, you know, a template they can borrow from other jurisdictions. So perhaps in terms of the actual remedies, they have already a very good sense of what those remedies should look like. But I think it is ambitious. The timeline is very ambitious. A lot of the key information gathering is set to take place between now and the 15th of January. And you can just imagine how difficult it is going to be for the Commission to get various stakeholders to focus over the period and with all the pressures we're facing this time of year, and give them any kind of meaningful information. So I think it remains to be seen whether they can meet their own deadline for January 2025.
All right. That was Chris Charter, Director in the Competition Practice Area at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, looking at that Competition Commission investigation into social media platforms.